remember the circumstances that led to you coming to Burnside?
My mother became destitute after my father died. There were four of us. My mother became destitute. There were four of us. I was the youngest child. And consequently, she was able to have us inducted into home, into Burnside, due to her circumstances. We were not exactly orphans.
Well, my father, I was born in Coffs Harbour. My father was a tailor. My mother was a tailoress. They had a business up at Coffs Harbour. Then they shipped it to Scowen. And then the home broke up. All I can remember is sitting under the table and listening to a few words shouted at each other. And my mother eventually ended up in Waterfall Sanatorium with TB. She never came out of it. I was passed. My two brothers and myself was passed from one aunt to another. I knew Pimble, I knew Wollongong, I knew Gunnedah. I knew all those places for little short visits, you know, where we were handed around from one to the other. Until some arrangements were made for us to come into Burnside, because we were really orphans then. Our father was still alive, but we didn't know where he was. Matter of fact, it wasn't until the day before he died that I could ever recollect meeting him, and I was the eldest of the family. But eventually one of our father's aunts paid for us to come into Burnside. We know that. We found trace in our history that she paid 10 shillings a week for each of us the whole time we were there, from 1915 to when my youngest one brother left in 1927, I think it was. And so that's the circumstances that we came into the homes.
Yeah.
And our first home was number one, Mrs. Penman, and a mouthful of bread and treacle.
My mother had remarried, and even though my stepfather was an absolute and utter gentleman of the first degree, he was an inebriate. And of course, my young sister Mavis and I used to have to put up with all of this. So my mother decided that I would be best. She couldn't manage. She had a baby boy, and she couldn't manage with her husband and the two little girls. We were too much trouble. So we were put into Burnside, and Mavis was taken to number one, Mrs. Penman's home, and I was put in the War Memorial.
And how about you?
Well, I came to Burnside on December the 22nd, 1922. I was burnt out of an orphanage in Ireland. I was only one of 22 boys. But a million to one chance, unfortunately, we were very fortunate, really, that Andrew Reid and Sir James Murdoch, and I just forget who the other director was, Sir James Burns, were in England at the time, and they read this article about those kids being burnt out. And of course, old Andrew just built a Reid home in 1922. Being vacant, he was, what his intentions were to bring, which he eventually did after we got out, but he eventually did bring Scotch children out and put them in the Burnside, into the Reid home. But he brought us out because of the circumstances that we read in an English paper. And we were burnt out of an orphanage called Ballachan Reid. That was in the west coast of Ireland, Clifton, Connemara. But it was a new heaven and a new earth for us.
I came from a similar institution in Scotland, Warrior Homes, and I went in when I was two, and came to Australia when I was nine. And it was very much like Burnside. similar regimentation. Everyone got equal treatment. The schooling was better in Scotland.
It was a cottage homes like here, was it? Yeah.
You know why you were in the quarry at
first? Oh, yes, so I was a bastard child. And in Scotland, if you're a bastard child in 1929, it wasn't very nice. It's for my mother. For me, babies don't know anything.
No,
but for my mother, it wasn't very pleasant.
Yes.
And so I went to Quarries. She sent me to Quarries.
And she gave permission for you to come to Australia, did she?
Well, she's after, if I gave permission. She gave permission if I gave permission.
So you told the quarry people you had to come?
Well, they told me that horse riding out here, you went to school riding a horse. You know, that really grabbed me.
You did in the country though.
Well, that's true. It's quite true what they were saying. And they had newsreels Australia looked quite good. In 39, Sydney was quite a bustling place. But they said it was a bush. Then they started telling us that Aboriginals jump out of trees. You've got to watch out for the Aboriginals jumping out of trees.
In a way, they did a good publicity.
Propaganda.
Propaganda.
Basically, it was the boat ride. I was going to get a boat ride, 6-week boat ride. And so I got a boat ride. It was everything it was supposed to be.
It was going to be a great adventure, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was certainly from the regimen of the orphanage, something new and big.
Escape. Yes.
Yeah. So I was quite happy to come, and she was quite happy to let me.
Well, I came in different circumstances. I think my parents were both, things weren't too good at home. I think father was a heavy drinker, and my mother just couldn't look after us, and I had an elder sister who was about 13 who they did accept here at the home, but Dorothy has very bitter memories of coming to Burnside because she was really quite a big girl and she more or less didn't have much schooling, so she was sent into one of the homes to work, and her memories of Burnside are not very good, but mine are really quite happy memories, because I sort of came as a wee child and didn't know really much about what had happened at home, and I really just fitted in with all the other many other little children that were here at the time.
I came from a family with mum and dad. Both very sick people, both very loving people. They were teaching us littlies all the, we didn't have a penny to bless ourselves with, but all the important things in life, like showing love for each other. And yes, I remember well wetting the bed that night, which I often did anyway when I was upset, I suppose, and being scolded for that, and then it hit. You know, I want my mummy. And the heartbreak of, I'd seen the day before, I'd seen the door being closed and my little brother screaming, and then us being, as I say, I remember it well. I realised, that without Burnside, where would we have been? Because my mum was taken to the hospital. They thought she had tuberculosis.
Yeah, my mother apparently died from car injuries she received from when she was getting off a tram in Oxford Street, Sydney. And I only found this out recently from an older brother of mine who told me this. And the family in those days used to belong to the Sydney City Mission in Paddington. And there was a couple who had no children, were living out at Maroubra, and they were very good friends of our family apparently. So they decided to take me, and I lived with them until I was 6 years old out at Moorabool Junction. And I don't know how or why, but I can only say it may have been the Child Welfare Department that decided this is where I would need to come to.
I've got mixed stories about why I came to Burnside. I believed earlier that it was the intervention of the Welfare Department, because my mother was trying to look after three young children and she wasn't coping very well. And my father had deserted her, and she left us in the care of a minor, an auntie who was only 12 years old, and somebody wrote to the Welfare Department or contacted them, and that resulted in us ending up in welfare homes. So I believe, that's what I believe. And having read, my sister got a file out not so long ago, I haven't got mine yet, but there's some letters in there where my mother was trying to make arrangements to move us into Burnside from the Wallachia, because that place was about to close down. So whether she had to get us into another place, Burnside was the option she looked for.
Yes, but you think if it was the Welfare Department doing it?
They'd move it. I'm a little bit confused about that.
Yes.
Anyway, my mother's not alive, my father's not alive, so I don't have the answers. But having said that, once we were in here, we couldn't get back out again. My mother couldn't get us out.
She did try, did she?
She tried on a number of occasions, but she was not allowed to. They wouldn't let her take us out of this place until she remarried and could show that she could provide us with a stable home environment.
So our parents' marriage had broken up for a while, and Mum had come back from the States with us to sister and I. And it was difficult supporting us as a single working parent in those days. And so eventually we wound up being put in homes. And we stayed in the home until Mum and Dad decided to get together again.
Well, I just came because both my parents had died, that's all.
My mother died when I was three.
My
grandmother was Catholic and my father was Presbyterian, and they didn't get on. I was put into the Presbyterian homes despite my grandparents being Catholics. Mm. So she died when I was three and I was in here 4 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I remember going to church. Yeah, that's,
and my mother died. My mother died and my father, my grandmother wanted to sort of farm all the girls and boys out, there were four of us. My father said, no, I want to keep them all together. So he had to go on night duty, of course, and he used to go away and leave my sister, who was 12, with a 2.5-year-old baby, and me, who I was 3.5, and my brother, who was 7, and she was 12, and she was looking after us while my dad was on, you know, sort of night duty as a fireman. And of course, I would think it would be my family, like his. My grandmother, said, if you don't do something about, you know, getting somebody to mind those kids, we will report you, or we'll be, you know, hauled before the court and we'll take the kids. So a friend of his had two girls in Burnside, and he tried to get us in and he couldn't. So he then, because my grandmother was kicking up a terrible stink because my sister, naturally enough, my sister was minding us, he put us in the Salvation Army home. And we used to cry all the time to get away from the Salvation Army home, because, I mean, naturally...
Except the one at Bexley?
Bexley Boys' home Ronnie was in, and then the three girls were in Arncliffe. Mm. And so he finally brought us home again, and then a friend of his had two daughters. Their mother was sort of new dad, and put in a good word for him and told them how in need of somebody to mind his four kids or otherwise he was going to lose them. And Mr. Shute came along and interviewed us, and I remember this very thin man in a hat. I was really scared of him. And he talked to Dad and the four of us, and the next thing we were in Burnside.
So my older brother wouldn't stay. He kept running away. And in the end, my father finally let my grandmother adopt him because he was tired of having to bring him back all the time, you know. He wouldn't stay.
So that's how most of us were introduced to Burnside. We sort of just lobbed here.
Yeah. Mm.